Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
College can be a life-changing experience. But since the pandemic struck, college enrollments are down, especially at Massachusetts charter schools, which serve many kids from low-income backgrounds. So as we enter a new college admissions cycle, these schools are adjusting to help set their graduates up for success after high school. WBUR's Max Larkin joins us with more. Hi, Max.
Hi, Rupa.
Let's first talk about charter schools in Massachusetts. Can you remind us, how do they typically work and how do they help kids get into college?
Yeah, you can think of charter schools kind of as experiments in public education. They tweak the traditional formula toward a particular outcome. And for a lot of the charter schools in this state, that outcome has been college prep, especially for disadvantaged kids. And I think you can really feel that mission inside the schools. There are structural things like a lot of guidance counselors and a kind of expectation that everyone applies to college. And then there are little important symbols like college pennants on the walls from schools where graduates have gone, or staff wearing gear from their alma mater. So says Kelly Garcia, who runs the College and Career Transition at Excel Academy High School in East Boston.
It is so important for our students to see people that look like them, that resonate with their identities, and see that, hey, they went to college, maybe I can too.
In other words, Rupa, they sort of specialized in this mission, and it worked. In the past decade, 80% or more of charter school students tended to enroll in college right after high school. And that's about 10 percentage points higher than the rate in the state's traditional public schools, right up until 2020.
Okay. So as we mentioned, that changed during the pandemic. Can you talk about why we're seeing a slump?
Yeah. While the statewide rate of college going slumped 9 or so points, the drop for charter schools was even steeper, 14 points or so between 2019 and this spring. But of course, there are big forces at work here that we're just beginning to understand. First, there's a shift, even at the most college-focused charter schools, toward accepting the fact that college is not the path for every student. Thabiti Brown, head of Codman Academy Charter School, put it like this.
A lot of our young people who are not really excited and interested in four-year colleges were going for a year and then not continuing, walking away with tens of thousands of dollars of debt, no degree, which is the very worst case scenario.
It's important to keep in mind, Rupa, that there's research showing that students who put off college for even a few months or a year after high school are less likely to go at all, and that therefore they're less likely to get all the benefits that come from a college degree. Better jobs, higher earnings, even better health outcomes.
So that sounds like schools are sticking with the goal of trying to send kids to college, but are they trying to do that differently now?
Yeah, for the most part, I see them kind of deepening what they did before, a kind of intensive one-on-one approach. At Codman Academy, for example, they've made their dean of alumni full-time. This is a person who works with young people for up to 5 years after they graduate. And right now, part of that job is helping grads who haven't enrolled in college but might want to kind of get back on track. And then some schools have even bigger ideas. MAP Academy, charter school in Plymouth, serves kids who dropped out or didn't thrive in traditional public schools. And year after year, their goal is just to get kids to their diploma. The co-founder there, Rachel Babcock, says her medium-term goal is to add residential capacity on campus so students without secure housing could live there for free and focus on their education, which would sometimes include college dreams.
In order to think about investing in your future, you have to not be acutely worried about food and shelter and paying your bills today.
That's a refrain, Rupa, that I heard again and again from charter school leaders, that 3 years into the pandemic almost, a big part of the college and career equation is still making sure that families are secure in the fundamentals of life first. So stable housing, food access, making sure immigration papers are sorted. And so they all fundraise, organize, stay in touch to make sure that that's all happening in the background.
Okay, but to put all this back into the larger context, kids in charter schools only represent like 5% of all public school kids, right? So what's happening with the other kids?
Well, I think back to the beginning of the charter school movement, this is the kind of test kitchen role they were supposed to play in the larger education system. You've got state and federal aid still, relatively speaking, pouring into public school districts. So I think what I learned here is there's an opportunity for the state to invest in more counselors, to offer campus visits, and maybe add staff that would work with graduates after graduation. And so with many colleges now wide open for early applications, the school leaders at the charter school say they're optimistic that this approach works and that next fall they'll see a rebound among their latest graduates.
Within a year.
Within a year.
WBUR's Max Largan, thanks for bringing us this story.
Thanks for having me.